Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden.
How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you? Is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Todd. My name is Jaden. Again, this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Then just one second. Did you? I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, sir?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter?
Yes.
And after spraying Roundup, what type of cancer or how were you affected? Do you know how
I got
what you're diagnosed?
what I was diagnosed with, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I see. And again, I'm very, very sorry about that. You were diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, stage one.
Very sorry. And did you have more than one diagnosis of NH or of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it just this first one?
Just the first one, yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Again, I'm very, very sorry about the diagnosis itself, that it still took place. We would be filing this claim for yourself, though, correct?
Yes.
And what year were you diagnosed, if I may ask?
Just a few years ago, 2022.
2022?
Yes.
And do you know the date?
I believe it was March.
March
Yes.
of 2022.
Yes.
And did you spray Roundup at home, work, both?
It was at home.
Only at home? Was it ever at work or anything like that?
No, just at home.
Okay. And then for the home that you sprayed it at, or the home, can I have the home address that you sprayed it at? Sorry.
It was this one right here in San Gabriel. It's 116 Hovey Avenue,
How'd you spell that? Oh, HOV.
HOVEY Avenue in San Gabriel, California, 91776.
Okay. I'm just going to read the address back to you just to make sure I have it correct. I have 116 Hovey Avenue, San Gabriel, California, 91776.
Yes.
Did you spray it at any other addresses other than that one?
Yeah, at my friend's too. That's over in Los Angeles though. And I've used it over at my parents' house too in Temple City.
How often did you use them there?
Not very often, just when I'd go by maybe once a month or something, but it was mostly here in San Gabriel.
So you used it there maybe once a month or at these other addresses? And then can I have the other or the two addresses for the locations? The your friends and your mother's or parents' address?
Yeah, my parents' address is 9527 East Pentland, Pentland Street. In Temple City, California, 91780.
And that was
And
9527 Pentland, Pentland Street, Temple City, California, 91780.
yes, it was 9527. Yes.
952. Okay, sorry about that. Perfect. And then the third address.
The third address, I would have to look that up. Yeah, if you can give me a second, I can get that for you.
No worries. While you look, I'll just continue through. Did you have any colleagues, neighbors, anyone else in your family that would have also sprayed the Roundup products?
Just my friend whose address that I am looking up right now. Yeah.
Okay. And what was your age at the time of the diagnosis that you received in 2022?
I was 53.
And how many, or do you have a birth certificate?
Do I have a birth certificate?
Yes, for yourself.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to dig it up.
You do have one, though, correct? Or a copy?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be over at my parents' house, and I'd have to dig it up. Yeah.
Okay. And
I don't have one on hand, but
okay.
If necessary, I'm sure I can get it.
You'd be able to get one, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for, if I may ask?
I think I started using it probably around early 2000s, around maybe 2005-ish, I started.
And so how many years would you say that you sprayed it for, maybe until 2022?
Yeah.
So 17 years? From 2005 to 2022?
Yeah.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, if I may ask? It doesn't have to be consecutive, just in total?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a cell phone, yeah.
And are you a citizen of the United States, if I may ask?
Yes.
And then I just have to ask for this next part's for medical purposes. I just have to ask if you have any history of the following. Please let me know. Any HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes, cancer requiring chemotherapy, or family cancer of history? Or family history of cancer?
No.
Nothing? None of those?
None of those.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. And then, just 1 second. The major, or your main injury was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then, can I have your, the spelling on your first, middle, and last name?
My first name, T-O-D-D.
Perfect.
My middle name is Tadashi, T-A-D-A-S-H-I, and then my last name is Murakami, M-U-R-A-K-A-M-I.
Very nice. Perfect. I have Todd Tadashi Murakami, T-O-D-D-T-A-D-A-D-S-H-I, and then M-U-R-A-K-A-M-I. For the spelling on the first, middle, and last name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, is there a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that in your name?
No.
Perfect. And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Perfect. And then, are you married?
I am not married, but I have a common law wife just about, I mean, we've been together for, a while, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And then, we just have to ask, this next part is just, this is for HIPAA purposes. Can I have your date of birth?
It is September 19th, 1969.
12/19/1969?
No, September.
Oh, September. I'm so sorry.
September 19th, 1969.
So 09/19/1969?
Yes.
Perfect. And then full social for identification.
Full social?
Oh, yes. This is for HIPAA purposes.
Okay. Let's see. That is 569-71-6001.
And then I'm just going to read that back. I have for date of birth, I have 09/19/1969. And then full social I have on file is 569-71-6001.
Yes.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could potentially lead to the non-Hodgkin's you were diagnosed with?
I believe I started seeing, you know, stuff on the TV and you know.
Started seeing advertisements. Anything from your doctors or friends or anything like that?
My friend was telling me too, because he was he worked as in the gardening industry and stuff.
Okay.
He was telling me about it also. Yeah.
Okay. And when was this? When did you learn about this? Around 2022, or was it after or before?
I believe it was. Yeah, it's been. I've been seeing it on the TV for a while now, I think. Yeah, the warnings about spraying, you know, Roundup and stuff.
Okay, so that was around 2022 or before or maybe after your diagnosis, or do you know when, like what year?
It could be after, before. I'm not exactly sure, but somewhere around there, yeah.
And then can I, for medical purposes, can I have your height and weight?
My height is 5'6".
5'6".
And my weight is 150.
150. And then can I get a primary email address?
Primary email address?
Oh, yes, sir. So like a main email we can reach you at?
Yeah, the one I gave you, Tadashi, TadashiLLC@gmail.com.
And then I have TadashiLLC@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And then main phone number I have on file is 626-267-3396.
Yes.
And then is this a mobile home or a mobile phone number or a home phone?
Yes, a mobile phone number.
And how many times per year would you say that you used Roundup?
How many times per year?
Yeah, 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, it's more like how many times per week? At least probably a couple times per week I was using it.
Okay. It's probably at least 36 times. At least 12. And then did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you're diagnosed in 2022. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? So if you're spraying in 2022, did you spray in 2021?
Yeah, I was spraying it for quite a while, actually.
And when did you start spraying Roundup, and then when did you stop spraying Roundup? So what year did you start, and what year did you stop?
I probably started using it, like I said, early 2000s, probably around 2005 or something around there. Yeah, 2005. Mm-hmm. All the way up until I was diagnosed in 2 years ago, so 2022, yeah.
And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly. Just whenever I'd see, you know, weeds popping up in the back area, you know, backyard area.
Got you, so as needed. And how was it applied? Hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Sprayer, spray bottle.
And did you ever use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Like goggles, mask, it's okay if not.
I would wear goggles, you know, safety glasses, and gloves.
And then where did you apply the Roundup? How big of an area was it applied to? Do you remember?
Along the whole side of the house and along the back side of the garage. So, probably a good stretch, maybe 100 or so feet by 3 feet wide, maybe. Area, you know, in that type of area.
And then what state did you use Roundup in? Was it only California?
Yeah, just California.
And what was your exposure? Was it residential, agricultural, occupational, commercial?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it home gardening?
Yes.
Perfect. And these next few questions are going to be pretty easy for you. How were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And did you spray Roundup personally?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
How often was I present? Every time I sprayed it.
Perfect. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
Oh, jeepers. Probably
like 100, 200, just whatever you think.
500 to 1,000 maybe, you know?
Good amount, huh?
17 years that I've used it, yeah.
And did you ever live near a water well?
Pardon me?
Did you ever live near a water well?
Live near a water well? I don't believe so, no.
Did you ever get your water from a well or anything like that?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Any other herbicides? No, I don't believe so.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Benzene. No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
I hope not. know, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Perfect.
You never
okay.
know nowadays, right?
Yeah, I got you. And what type of Roundup were you using? Was it a concentrate, premix?
Yeah, it was a concentrate.
And do you remember where and when the Roundup was purchased?
Where?
Mm-hmm.
I believe mostly like, you know, Home Depots Lowe's, Home Depots, yeah.
And then do you have any purchase information, proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts, any pictures of the any receipts, any Roundup in your possession?
I mean, yeah, I can dig them up if need be, the receipts-wise. If you need me to take pictures of bottles of it or something, you know.
If you have any, yeah, or just hold on to them.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have bottles on you?
I'd have to dig them up, you know.
Okay. And then have you ever smoked? Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. And then are you currently employed?
At the moment, no.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of the treatment or surgery?
Well, basically, I was self-employed, so yeah, I've taken a break. I'm working.
And so, did you have to lose any time from work because of the chemotherapy or any of the treatment for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know how much time you've lost off work?
Oh, I'd say from since I diagnosed a few years ago till now.
Okay. And you are still dealing with treatment?
No, I'm not dealing with treatment, but I've been taking it easy since then, you know.
Gotcha, yeah. Had to take a few years off since his diagnosis in 2022.
Right.
And, let me see. Have you ever been in the military, if I may ask?
No.
Okay. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No. And have you ever filed for a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Oh, have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Perfect. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then this next part is just going to go over who you were diagnosed by or who you were treated by. Can I have the name of your physician?
May. M-E-I, Dr. Matthew May.
And then at which hospital was he out of?
That was out of Torrance Memorial.
Okay, perfect. Harbor UCLA Medical Center?
Pardon me? Harbor? No.
He's a hematologist in... So sorry. And then, so what was the name of the hospital again? So Torrance Memorial Center?
Torrance Memorial Medical Center.
Sorry about that. Right now, I have the Torrance Memorial Medical Center. That's 3330 Lameda Boulevard, Torrance, California, 90505.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just 1 second. And then the name of your doctor was Dr. Matthew May?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And if I may ask, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So through friends or... like family that had to worry about you, just how has it affected your life since then or even before then into surgery?
It's been, you know, stressful. I mean, that's why I've, you know, taken off since then, you know.
Very stressful. And then anything else you wanted to add? I do have it was very stressful. It was probably at the time. It was just hard to go through.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, thank God, it's in remission. So that's been a relief, you know.
And then how has this impacted your life?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, an awakening. That's for sure, you know. Try to, look for, you know, every day that I wake up is a blessing, you know, I put it that way. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm still glad that he's in remission and everything like that. Just 1 second while I fill this out. Okay. And then if you, we just have to ask this. If not, it's okay. Do you have any medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
I do, but they're over at my parents' house, and I can get them if need be, but, not at the moment.
Okay. Just 1 second. You said your doctor has them as well, right?
Yeah.
All right. Just 1 second. Have to fill this out really quick. Were you treated at any other hospitals other than the Torrance Memorial Medical Center?
No.
Okay. And then what was the date of your treatment again?
Date of my treatment?
Yes, sir. Or the date of diagnosis?
Well, the date of my diagnosis, it was 2 years ago, so 2022, I believe it was like March of 2022.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you have a treatment date or anything like that?
Treatment date?
Or I don't think. Yeah, I think that's okay. I think I should put the same thing. And then, what were you? What type of treatment did you receive? Was there any chemotherapy, stem cell transplant, radiation, surgery?
It was chemo.
You know, anything else?
3 cycles of chemo.
3 cycles of chemo.
Yeah.
And was there anything else that you had to go through?
That was painful right there.
Any other retreatment that you received, I mean? Sorry. Or, yeah.
Not that I can think of at the moment, yeah.
I understand. So I have you underwent chemotherapy. Was there any radiation or stem cell transplants?
No.
Okay. And then can I have your full home address?
It's 116 Hovey Avenue.
Oh, I see. Same one. Same as before.
H-O, yeah.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to read this back to you just to make sure I have this correct. I have 116 Hovey Avenue, San Gabriel, California, Los Angeles County, 91776.
Yes. It's actually San Gabriel, the city of San Gabriel. Yeah, Los Angeles County, though. Yeah.
Perfect. And then before we send out these documents, we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. We found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
They do not live with me.
Do not live with me. And then do we have their permission to contact them?
Sure.
Or do we have permission to contact this person?
Sure.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you? Perfect.
It would be my mom, Ann, A-N-N, same last name. The phone number is 626-287-4968.
I have 626-287-4968 for Ann.
Yes.
Okay. And then just one second. Sorry. So sorry. Okay. These documents are coming through right now. They're going to come through to either text or email. Just let me know. And as soon as you access them, just let me know. It's going to be a link that comes through.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, I believe I got it.
Perfect.
I got a link for the...
Yeah, as soon as you click that link, it's going to ask you to... Yeah, perfect. It's going to ask you to continue through a few times or review and act on these documents. And then just let me know if you have any questions. Were you able to get to the front page?
I'm getting there right now.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to ask you to continue a few times. As soon as you're past that, though, you should be good.
Consent and release, right? Is that what it is?
Sorry?
Consent and release form, or is this a...
No, there should be a new one from either Jaden or with through in your text messages.
It's going to come from DocuSign. Sorry. Sorry.
And then, were you able to access those second documents? Sorry.
I'm getting to it right now. Okay, let's see.
Were you able to open those or the link?
Yeah, I'm still signing right here, so.
Okay. As long as you're in the documents, if you're still having trouble accessing them, just let me know. When you're on the document itself, do you see the yellow boxes where you click on?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just fill those out to the best of your ability. It doesn't have to be the cleanest signature. Or your initials, if those are.
I believe. Send it back to you.
Awesome. If you need to print this out, you can. So if at any time, just click that link again, and then you'll be taken to the documents that are signed. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name, my office hours. So if you have to reach out to me before the attorneys get a hold of you, you can. But as soon as they do get a hold of you, I'll be pretty useless from there on. But if you have any questions between now and then, just reach out to me, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. I'll send you a text right now. But yeah, the attorneys will reach out to you directly within 24 to 48 hours, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day, man. Be safe.
You too. God bless you.
You too.